From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The global terrorism threat becoming increasingly decentralized, with groups such as the Islamic State, also known as ISIL, spreading tentacles into regions including South Asia, Southeast Asia, Russia's North Caucasus, and Africa. U.S. State Department has released its annual report on terrorism. Here's Acting Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Justin Ciborell.
The United States and our partners around the world face a significant challenge as we seek to contend with the return of foreign terrorist fighters from Iraq and Syria, the risk of terrorist groups exploiting migratory movements, and new technology and communications platforms that enable terrorist groups to more easily recruit adherents and inspire attacks. ISIL remained the greatest terrorism threat globally. Despite the losses it sustained last year, ISIL continued to occupy large areas of Iraq and Syria. ISIL's territorial control in Iraq and Syria reached a high point in spring 2015 and began to diminish thereafter.
Ciborell says 92 countries had terror attacks in 2015, but the concentration of the attacks was geographic, he says, like it has been in recent years. A key advisor to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad rejects the need for urgent humanitarian aid for some besieged areas in Syria, while at the same time accusing the U.S. and its allies of keeping the region mired in war. Botena Shaban told reporters and those listening on the Global Alliance for Terminating ISIS and Al-Qaeda electronic feed. Officials in Somalia say security forces have killed the gunman who attacked a popular Mogadishu hotel, bringing the death toll now in that assault to 24. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. They've carried out such attacks in the past. This is VOA News. Turkey has condemned a German parliament vote recognizing genocide, the mass killing of Armenians by Turkey's then Ottoman rulers during World War I. And the United Nations is appealing to the international community to come to the aid of millions of civilians in war-torn Yemen, struggling to survive as humanitarian conditions in the country continue to get worse. Jamie McGoldrick is the UN coordinator for Yemen.
The scale of the emergency is tremendous. The scale of the needs is massive. And the depths of the crisis is immeasurable. And the suffering that goes with that is just incredulous. Every corner you turn, everyone you meet has been affected by this crisis. Everybody who you come across in any part of this has felt this conflict, has felt this war.
The Yemeni government and Houthi rebels have been engaged in a sporadic civil war for many years, but the destruction has increased, as well as the danger for the civilian population, seriously escalating since Saudi Arabia began its aerial campaign in March of 2015. McGoldrick says it appears as though the fighting in Yemen has gone down since UN-mediated peace negotiations started a few weeks ago. U.S. President in the presidential primary, that is, the presidential election, U.S. Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton calling on Republican rival Donald Trump, calls him dangerous and unqualified to be president. She also was speaking on foreign policy matters in San Diego, California.
Americans aren't just electing a president in November. We're choosing our next commander-in-chief, the person we count on to decide questions of war and peace, life and death. And like many across our country and around the world, I believe the person the Republicans have nominated for president cannot do the job.
In anticipation of the address, Trump attacked Clinton on Twitter. He tweeted, and I quote, "Crooked Hillary Clinton, who I would love to call lying Hillary, is getting ready to totally misrepresent my foreign policy positions." Also in the news, autopsy results from U.S. singer Prince, who died suddenly in April, show he died of an accidental overdose of a drug called fentanyl. It is a powerful opiate painkiller with potential more stronger than morphine or heroin. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.